wanted to buy 100 pounds of chicken feed, what would that come
in? Well, we usually speak of the large things as a bag, or 25-pound sack, or 50-pound sack, or bags. Sometimes they're spoken of as bags.
And if it's made out of cloth, it's a brown, rough cloth, and you might see them at a grain mill or something. What would you call that? Just
same thing.
Just a sack.
I've never heard them called any other.
Oh, have you ever heard of a croaker sack?
Yes. Now, a croaker sack is a real coarse, real, I can't think of the word, but you know, it's coarsely grained like, and usually a tan color.
Well, what would you carry in that?
Croaker sack. Let me see. What did we used to get in that? Oh, I think maybe the fertilizer for fields came in those croaker sacks.
Right,
but you know, they have changed over at the present time to, they put all that stuff in heavy paper bags now.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call a small musical instrument that you might hold in your mouth and you blow on it?
That's a harmonica.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever heard any other names for that?
Harp. We used to call them harps when I grew up.
Yes, and there's another small musical instrument that's made out of metal, and you hold it between your teeth and pick it. What's that called? Do you know what that would be?
I don't really know.
Well, have you ever heard of a Jew's harp, maybe?
Yes.
Well, what's it? What's that?
Well, I think that's the kind you blow. You put in your mouth and blow like a harp, like I said, a harp.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But that's not, you wouldn't call it that. You just call it a harp. Is that right? And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle and it goes like this? Children sit on the ends of it and go up and down.
See, I know what you're talking about. What do you call them? What do you call them?
Well, they're called by a lot of different names. It has a
say one and maybe I'll think of what I've always heard.
Well, I call it a seesaw.
Yeah, seesaw, that's right. That's what we've called them through the years.
Did you know of any other names for that?
I just couldn't think of seesaw.
Yes, sir. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? What would you call that?
A homemade merry-go-round. Well, I think I've seen them, but I don't really know. I never have seen many.
Well, if there was one out there in the yard, you might say, I said the children out there at the yard playing on the what?
I don't know whether they're spoken of as merry-go-rounds or.
Well, what would you call them?
I don't know. I haven't seen one in so long. I've forgotten. I guess I had a name, but I've forgotten what we call them.
So you think you'd call them by what name?
I just suppose it would be called a merry-go-round or something similar, because they are similar to the commercial type.
Yes, well, that's fine. But what do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives in? You might have one in the kitchen.
That's wet rock.
Yes, ma'am. And would you help me draw a picture here of some different kinds of wooden fences?
How's that now?
Let me see if I get a book here.
You look down neat.
Just a minute. Here you go. It's just something to bear down here.
What is it then you want?
I'd like you to draw a picture of me there. Picture there of some different kinds of wooden fences. Just any kind
fences.
Yes, ma'am. Like,
oh goodness, I'm not much of an artist.
Oh, don't worry about that. Anyway,
well, we once had our first fence was what you call the